from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, this is The Morning Shift. I am Squid Billy Bo Morgan. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson, and she is Atlanta radio legend Allie Mack. And you know, this segment, guys, I had planned that we would get into maybe some Braves or maybe Kirk Cousins and kind of what he said about his relationship with one or two of his receivers, but I think we should really break down what happened to that Malaysian airline flight a few years ago.
And
because
I was going to say, are you about to pivot?
I've been thinking about this, and you know, I just wanted to ask you guys: was it the Russians? Did they shoot it down? What do you guys think?
I'm not ready to go down that rabbit hole.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Just if you missed last segment, apparently I was. Allie Mack can add what Atlanta radio legend and. Shrink to her list.
Psychoanalysis
guru.
Yeah,
because she's called me out for being a conspiracy theorist.
I love it, man.
I do have some sports conspiracy theories, but I mean, I don't even
need to get Allie on a show with Rob Tribble and see if they can chop it up back and forth, because Rob doesn't believe in the term conspiracy theory.
No, because he believes they're true.
Oh,
no such thing as a conspiracy theory.
We need to talk to Rob.
Yeah, Robbie T.
Rob is very much where there's smoke, there's fire kind of guy.
He says the term conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA and to make people.
The term conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory. This is so meta.
Yeah, no, it is. It reminds me. I know that there might be. There's a possibility of two people knowing the movie I'm about to talk about, which would be Allie and Day-Day. But Mel Gibson was in a movie with Julia Roberts, like in the 90s.
Apocalypto? Oh no!
No, called Conspiracy Theory. Phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. And it was basically how the CIA basically did so much damage to this guy, who was Mel Gibson, that then they made him out to be a conspiracy theorist. But everything he like Rob Tribble, like everything he had was true. All his conspiracy theories were literally happening, and they tried to make him feel crazy. Anyway, so it's a really good movie. You check it out.
You going to watch it today on the plane?
I might have to pull it up on the Fire Stick when I get to the hotel. I take my Fire Stick with me everywhere I go.
There's an Ashton Kutcher movie like that, too. I can't remember the name of it.
Butterfly Effect?
Butterfly
Effect. Is it Butterfly Effect?
But
I thought it was a different one.
I don't know. I only know, like, early Ashton Kutcher movies.
Yeah.
And then that TV show, The Ranch, on Netflix. No. Anyways, seriously, though, we've talked about it. We talked about Kirk Cousins earlier in the show about what he takes from a joint practice. But, you know, yesterday when you were around a different ensemble of the media, you're not just Atlanta, there's Miami media as well, you could ask a few different questions. And one of the ones I thought was really interesting was what his relationship has been so far as interaction with Kyle Pitts.
Well, I think what he has, a couple traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length. And as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always say, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
You know, it's interesting that he said that, because Mike, you and I sat, Allie, after every in-season week, Mike and I, and we'll probably start it with preseason, we'll come in that office at 5 a.m., and instead of having like SportsCenter, the Olympics on, we'll be watching all 22 and stuff, and we'll be talking. And Mike, how many times last year did we see it where it looked like he wasn't doing the things that Kirk just mentioned?
We were hard on him. We were hard on him, and honestly, for good reason. I don't feel a certain way about being hard on Kyle Pitts. It didn't seem like you know what he was capable of was matching up with the effort we saw on the field. Just point blank. You know, he's a big body. And when you're an Arthur Smith and you're designing plays and you're saying, boy, I can get a matchup where I can get a tight end, they have to cover him with a corner, right? Or at least somebody in the secondary, maybe a safety, but that should be a blocking mismatch when you have a tight end and a big body on somebody that much smaller than you, right? And that's the beauty. That's why you draft a guy like Kyle Pitts at four, because he presents mismatches no matter how you try to defend him. And we were hard on him last year, and for good reason. It didn't seem like the effort was there always and really trying to exploit those mismatches. I almost shed a tear just listening to Kirk Cousins. The leadership in what he's trying to say. And I, you know, I learned a lot of this from Nick Saban, and obviously being around Kirby Smart, but also, you know, actually coaching and being a part of coaching staffs, where you walk up to a young player that you know has worked their butt off, right? And he knows that Kyle's working. And you don't say, hey, man, that wasn't very good, or hey, that sucked. You simply look at him and say, you've worked too hard to go out there and play like you just played, right? You've worked too hard. You're better than that. You're not playing up to your own ability or capability, and I want to see you actually go out there and perform the way you know you can perform. And that's what I hear coming out in Kirk Cousins' voice when he's talking about Kyle Pitts. It's not Kyle's got to be better, or even what me and Bo were talking about on the radio last year. Kyle's, you know, not playing very good. The effort's not very good. What you hear from Kirk is a guy that's very passionate about what Kyle Pitts can bring to the table, and he can actually tend to, you know, exploit that. And he's saying, Kyle, I need you at your best, and you need you at your best, and this team all needs you at your best.
Yeah, and Allie, as a resident psychologist on the show, I would honestly ask you, so we've heard that they're rooming together, and Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, and obviously Brandon Ruth, who helps with a lot of things with travel and that kind of those kind of accommodations, is the one that set that up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Stop. It wasn't Raheem. It wasn't Zach Robinson. But How important is it for a leader to figure out how to reach one of the people that's under him? And I say under him, they're not under, but that you're basically set to lead, because not everybody reacts to what they're being told the same way.
What I think Kirk is doing is leading from the front. He wouldn't ask you to do something he won't do himself. And I think that's a great example and precedent to send. And I do believe that's how you can capture someone's attention and get them engaged. I do want to ask you guys, since you were saying you're kind of hard on Kyle Pitts last year, with Kirk saying this, are your expectations a lot higher now? Are you kind of at an arm's length? Are you trying to manage your excitement around this situation?
It's so funny because Bo and I both reached for the microphone at the same time. We're both so excited to answer this question because I think we both feel the same way. My excitement around Kyle Pitts was through the roof before that. And it's because, Allie, we've been out at practice and we've seen what he's been doing. Mm-hmm. And it does look like a different version. And look, we've talked till we're blue in the face about him coming off the ACL from 2 years ago and getting back to health. I've seen something that wasn't even a health-related issue last year that has somehow clicked for him. And I think that happens when you come along and you get in year four and you get accustomed to what you're being asked to do. But I also think there is an excitement around Raheem's, quote-unquote, he uses the word ethos. There's an excitement around Raheem being in the building. We've heard multiple people say that. We've heard Bijan talk about the other people. And also, and Kyle Pitts will probably never say this, when you have a quarterback like Kirk Cousins that you know is going to get you the ball in a timely fashion with an accurate throw, you're always looking for it. And I think we've seen that kind of play out in the field, is that every time he goes out on a route, he's looking for the ball because he's like, it's going to be a good throw, and I'm about to get this yak number up.
Well, I think you just nailed it, and it's like it's my word is refreshing for training camp, and I think Kyle Pitts, above almost everybody else I've seen out there, looks the most refreshed of the guys that's been here, because when he sees 18 walk in the door, he has flashbacks to 2021 and number two getting him the ball. He finally has that belief and that trust. Not only in his physical self because of coming off the injury and he feels confident there, but now he has the confidence that ball is going to be there on time or just come at all. And not to mention he's being used again in a way that really complements who he is. Askey Cop, look, I'm not the guy that says, well, if you can't block, don't ask him to do it. Because that is dumb, I think, because didn't you every
you're not
time,
gonna ask him to block, you might as well draft a wide receiver.
Yeah, and you know what he's doing every time he steps on the field. So I think that is just ridiculously wrong in every level. But to that point, you know, he was being used more really as that than to do what makes him special. What makes him special is the things we saw in 21. So that is back to the old, and I think that's helped him as well. But having someone that's not just a coach, but a guy that, look, if you want me to trust in you and give you the ball, you need to run hard. You don't need to let the ball get on you. And it's in the delivery, and that's why I asked you, and I liked your answer, is that delivery can be important sometimes. And that's why you're not just paying Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback. But I've always said I don't need a player to be a coach. He's not. He's being a mentor and a leader, and that is elite veteran stuff.
I'm over here chuckling right now because we were just talking about Allie and Grant still being in kind of newlywed mode. And we'll get some of those newlywed questions coming up in just about 30 minutes for Allie and Grant McCall. You guys, how long have you been married now?
8 months. Yeah, it's coming up on 8 months.
It is funny because you start to have these conversations in your marriage that are a lot like Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. Right?
Oh, really?
It's like, you know, when you say this, I feel this way. When you catch the ball with your body, it makes me not want to throw you the ball. When you load the dishwasher like that. when you leave your shoes in front of the door, it brings up an anger inside of me that I can't quite control. And that's just, I mean, it's so funny, man. But it's just such a, and I think Falcons fans hearing that cut from Kirk, it's such a 180 from what we heard last year and the year before, right? Look, we were on Team Ritter until we had to jump off, and I wasn't on air with Marcus Mariota, but I kind of felt the same way. Yet at the same time, both those guys were still trying to find their way as NFL quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins is so comfortable in his own skin and where he's at in his career. He's made his money. He's made his mark. He's known as being a very, very good quarterback that wants to win. But he's also not a guy that's, you know, personality is going to hinge on the fact that, you know, he needs to win a playoff game. He's just a guy that's that wants to be great and is striving for that. So it's just so nice to hear, man. This is such a change of pace.
Can I sprinkle a little more good juju on Kirk Cousins since it's all sunshine and rainbows? I saw Taryn walk with the Falcons. She tweeted out that August 9th, 2012 was Kirk's rookie preseason game, first one ever. And now, tomorrow, August 9th, 2024, it will be his first preseason game with the Falcons. Mm. Says something.
Well, I don't know if we'll see him.
Don't you just wish that we did? We just saw like one play, like he ran out and just handed the ball off.
Just hand the ball off to Bijan.
And then I think
actually, Jace McClellan. Hand the ball off to Jace McClellan.
Well, no. I think you got to give Algier a little bit. McClellan, Washington, Carlos Washington.
He'll get some burn too. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Braves and the debacle that has been the last four games. And the craziness around Rondale Moore. There's not many people that know what it feels like to be Rondale Moore right now. Unfortunately, I do. I'll tell you what he's feeling. When we come back, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.